So I love seeing this. You know why? You know what lights me up when I see people who have smaller audiences? You guys are amazing. Thank you for participating. You guys are on fire. I saw somebody say they're the smallest of the small. Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. So this is a lot of people, right? This is a lot of people. You're in this bucket. So here's what I want you to realize. The natural tendency is to think that you need to wait until you've built a bigger audience. And I'm here to tell you that is probably one of the silliest things that you could do, because so much can happen in such a short period of time, number one. And number two is you don't need a big audience to generate momentum with your membership. Case in point, let's talk about Bobby, right? Bobby, last night, just posted. I don't know if you saw Bobby's post. He, last night posted and shared with everybody. This is his post. I don't know if you can see it, but he said here, using the information I learned, I launched a membership and got 55 members with only telling a group of 100 people. 100 people. So Bobby welcomed 55 members from an audience of 100. Ridiculous, right? Crazy. Crazy. This is not, I'm not saying this, gang. This is in the community. This happened last night. And this is happening all the time in our tribe community. There are all kinds of people who are experiencing all kinds of success with teeny tiny audiences. Whether it's Wendy Batten with her tiny audience of 354 people, launching and welcoming 52 members, generating $2,800 a month from a teeny tiny audience of 354, or Anna Saucier with a teeny tiny audience of 326, ended up generating over $5,000 in revenue from that teeny tiny audience of 326. Or whether it's Faye Cornhill over in the UK from a teeny tiny audience of not tens of thousands, not thousands, not even hundreds. She had 77 people in her audience. Ended up welcoming 10 founding members at 500 pounds, generating over 5,000 pounds from that teeny tiny audience of 77 people. Or Brandy Moles last year. She had a teeny tiny audience of just over 400. And, you know, she did her founding member launch, and she ended up welcoming, Brandy's story is amazing. So Brandy's story is that she, getting ahead of myself. Hang on, come on. She had 400 members or 400 people in audience. Okay, and she did a founding member launch. And she ended up welcoming 23 members. Now, here's what's most important about this, because I want you to see what can happen, okay? So in Brandy's case, she had a teeny tiny audience of about 400. She did a founding member launch and ended up welcoming 23. Now, fast forward 1 year later, because she's coming up on her 1 year anniversary when she launched last year, right at this time. She now has more than 250 plus members, right? And this business has generated more than six figures, and it's enabled her to bring her husband home. from his corporate job. I'm sharing this with you, gang, because at the end of the day, do not underestimate the momentum that you can gain from a teeny tiny audience. Look at Brandy's case, okay? 400 people, 23 members. Now she's got more than 250. Now she's got a six-figure business in 1 year because she got started. She got started with a teeny tiny audience of 400 welcoming 23 founding members. Do not underestimate what is possible with a small audience, because this is the most important thing I want you to make note of. Higher conversions. Because you can develop a deeper, more intimate relationship with that audience. Look, at the end of the day, do you have to build a relationship with that audience? Yes, of course. You know, you wouldn't just go up to a stranger on the street and say, hey, I can help you. You want to buy my stuff? They're going to be like, what the heck are you talking about? But if you developed a relationship with a teeny tiny audience and you've created that intimate relationship, you've helped them, you've supported them, and now you go out to them with a founding member launch, guess what's going to happen? Your conversion rates are going to go through the roof. So small audience is something that often holds people back. And I sure hope as heck it does not hold you back, because there are so many examples of people just getting out of their own way and just making it happen. And even if you're starting from zero, it does not take very long to build an audience of a few hundred people. We show you how to do that inside the Tribe Experience, but it does not take very long. And so do not hold back in terms of allowing yourself to make progress, because when you get started and you start creating momentum, you just never know where it's going to lead. And that is why I celebrate just as much everybody who has welcomed one member as somebody who's welcomed hundreds of members, because I know what that is going to make possible. Okay, next one. How many of you have been hesitant because you're afraid of the content treadmill? And I put this in quotes, because anybody who talks about a content treadmill doesn't have a proper content strategy. Let me just put that in place. But how many of you have been hesitant because of the content treadmill? Let me see in the comments. Okay, thank you for your honesty. Look at everybody. Yes. Oh, somebody, Francis says, not me. Okay, great. Thank you, gang. Like, Sarah, oh my gosh, it goes, Jill, Rachel, Bridget, Allison, Tammy, Diana, Trisha, Susan, Jody, Iris, oh my gosh, I'm trying to grab everybody. Rachel, Jen, Carolyn, Julia, Michelle, Sasa, Alyssa, Susan, Amy, Gordon, you guys are awesome. Okay, thank you for your honesty. Somebody said, this is my fear, and I was afraid to mention it. Okay, well, let's talk about it. So here's the thing. A content treadmill, there we go. My wife was trying to call me. I'll have to send her a message in a minute. The content treadmill. Here's what I hope you realize. When people join a membership, they're not joining for content. Pop quiz in the comments. What are people really joining for? Let me know in the comments, because we've covered this. What are people joining for? Let me know in the comments. They're not joining to get a whole bunch of stuff. What are they joining for? Some people say community, progress, progress, progress. Yes! Yes! Okay. Listen, high five to all of you. This is amazing. Yes, yes, yes. What they're joining for progress. Oops. I get excited. You guys are amazing. I love the engagement. They are joining for progress. So here's the thing. In a membership, what you've got to realize when it comes to content, what you've got to realize, is that the focus for you and I has got to be that balance of learn plus do. We've got to help them implement. And we've got to give them space. And when I say space, what I'm talking about here is that you've got to give people, you got to give people space to be able to breathe with the content. They've got to absorb the content so that they can actually use the content. And what that means for you and I is less content equals a better experience for people. Less equals best. We have got to give people breathing room to implement. We cannot load people up. Overwhelm is the number one reason that people cancel from a membership. This is experience talking. Again, 12 years, tens of thousands of membership site owners I've helped. The number one reason people leave is overwhelm. We cannot load people up with a whole bunch of stuff. I can't say this enough. You cannot load people up with a whole bunch of stuff. It's a natural tendency. You're going to want to. It's counterintuitive to give them less. But I'm telling you, if you load people up with content, they will be overwhelmed. And therefore, they will not do anything with that content. And therefore, they will not make progress. And therefore, they're going to leave. So less content is best. Now, here's the interesting part. When you have a content strategy in place, you'll start to see that there's so many opportunities to batch create your content. Now, let me give you an example. Michael Hyatt and I, we would produce more than a year's worth of content over the course of 6 days. What? Stewie, come on. How do you produce a year's worth of content over 6 days? I can hear you asking it. Here's what we would do. We would have over the course of 6 days, would be broken into 3 2-day video shoots. And during those 2 days, we would be back to back to back to back to back to back to back. We would have like boom, 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 boom. We'd create all this, all of our video content. But during that 2 days, we would create so much content that we would be able to schedule it for 4 to 5 months. And so what would end up happening is that we would get way ahead of ourselves. So the amazing part is that when you have a right content strategy, you can batch produce this content. And you can schedule it way out in advance so that you're never caught on this content treadmill. You have a rhythm where you are batch producing content and scheduling it way out in advance. And the advantage when you do it this way is that now you know what content is coming up and you can begin marketing that content within the membership, creating anticipation for that content, creating excitement for that content, which is only going to help boost your retention rates. So getting ahead in being able to batch produce the content is a huge advantage. And one of the ways that you leverage that advantage is you don't load people up with a whole bunch of stuff. You get real clear on the few things that you're going to produce that are going to help your people make progress. Remember, it's all about the progress. It's not about loading them up with content. None of us are wanting to design a membership that is going to create stress and create overwhelm for us as the membership site owners. We want a membership that's going to be stress-free. And so this is why your content strategy is very important, and this is why you have to stay hyper-focused on why people are really joining. They're not joining to get a whole bunch of stuff. They're joining because they want to make progress. Okay, next one. Whoops. How many of you have been hesitant because you are not an expert or don't think you're an expert? Anybody fall into that category? I've seen this hold a whole lot of people back. Where, let me know in the comments. Oh my goodness. I think, let me know in the comments. Okay, so, okay, thank you for your honesty. Felicity, Callie, Lori, gosh, I can't, Amber, Tatiana, Jessica, Rebecca, Kim, Katrina, excuse me, it's my wife. Just one second. Hi. Oh, it's actually my kids. Hey, Marla, I'm still live, buddy.
Okay, sorry, bye.
That's okay. QSA. Oh, she's gone. Okay, well, there you go. Hashtag worker from home. Okay. My kids just wanted to say hi. Okay, so I saw a whole lot of you who were saying that, yes. Okay, this is one of the reasons. So let me share with you a couple things. I want to share the story of John Gallagher. Now, when John started his membership at Herb Mentor, he didn't consider himself the expert either. But one of the things that he did do was he was really passionate about the subject matter. And so one of the things that he did was he studied his audience. What did they want? What were they looking for? What things were they looking to improve in their lives? And he studied his audience intently. And then what he did was he went and he found the experts who could speak to the things that were holding his members back from making progress. So he wasn't the expert per se, but he was more of a curator of information. And so he built his memberships by serving his people, getting real clear on how he could help them, and bringing in the appropriate people to be able to speak to the things that his members were getting stuck on. Andrew Warner is another great example of this. Andrew Warner. He did the same thing with a site called Mixergy. He's not the expert per se, but what he did was he went and he interviewed and brought in the experts. Andrew played the role of almost like a reporter. And so again, he was curating the information. He was distilling it down. He was making it easy for his members by going out and finding the people who could speak to that. So can you do this if you're not an expert? Absolutely. Here's another example. You know, Scott Paley, we mentioned him before. Well, Scott's not the expert in his membership site, the Nonprofit Leadership Lab. His business partner is, her name is Joan Gary. So Scott partnered with Joan. Joan is the expert. Scott has helped create the strategy behind the membership. And so together they have come, they have thousands of members in their membership. Scott is not the expert, Joan is. They came together and partnered. So there's many, many different ways that you can structure a membership and many ways that you can create a membership, even though you may not necessarily be the expert. Okay, last one. Last one that holds people back is they feel like I'm in a market that has a lot of free content. How many have could feel themselves hesitating because they're in a market that has so much free content? And then the question starts arising, which is like, oh my gosh, like why would somebody pay me when all this content's available for free? Anybody experience that? Michelle says, OMG, yes. Me says somebody that was a guest. Okay. Awesome, guys. Thank you for participating and your honesty. And I saw somebody just right there celebrate that there's lots of free content. Yes, absolutely. Okay, so let's dig into this one real quick. If you're in a market where there's a lot of free content, here's what I want you to do. I want you to stop step away from the keyboard right now. Okay? Look at me in the camera. This is very important. If you're in a market where there's a lot of free content, here's what I want you to do. Do a little dance. Why? Why? Because if you're in a market where there's a ton of free content, that is good news. Because that means there's also a lot of confusion in the market. When you're in a market where there's a lot of free content, it creates a lot of confusion because there's all kinds of conflicting advice. So if you're in a market, free creates confusion. And that gives us an opportunity, and confusion equals opportunity. Because here's what I want you to remember. People pay for clarity. And I'm going to highlight that because I want you to remember it. People pay for clarity. And so a membership is really important when you're in a market where there's a ton of free content because it's randomness. It is messy. People are confused. They don't know because one person's saying this and another person's saying that. One person saying, and all this advice is conflicting, it's overwhelming, and people don't know how to move forward. What they want is they want the clarity of somebody to cut through all of that and just say, here's what you do. This is where you are, no problem. Forget all that. Just focus on these few things right here, right now. And that'll help you make progress. And it's just like, oh my goodness, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You will have people who will be outwardly thanking you because you are cutting through the clutter and giving them the gift of clarity. So what I want you realizing is that your membership gives people the gift of clarity. So, if you're in a market where there's a ton of free information, I want you to celebrate. That's a very, very good and healthy thing because a ton of free information creates confusion. And when there is confusion, people are seeking clarity. They crave clarity. And this is where you can cut through the clutter. And the way in which you do that, by the way, real big hint here. This is why this work is so important. This is why that last session was so important. The way in which you do that, your success path, your success path is what's going to give them the clarity. Because what's going to happen is you are going to frame up for them what they have been trying to do themselves, but have been sputtering and spinning their wheels and feeling overwhelmed and spending all this time sifting and sorting through all of these websites and blogs and podcasts and trying to piece it together. And finally, you're going to come in and you're going to give them the gift of clarity by saying, here's the roadmap. Here's where you are. Here's where you want to go. And here's exactly how you get there. Come join me and I'll help you get there easier and faster. So if you are in a market where there's a lot of free content, I seriously do want you to celebrate because that is nothing more than a massive opportunity for you to create clarity for people and to give them that gift. So my friends, my amigos, we have covered a ton of content. And what I want to do is I want to wrap up and I want to ask you real quick in the comments. We covered a lot of stuff today. We went through the whole blueprint. Look at what we went through. Let's quickly go back and recap. Look at all this stuff we covered. So we talked about the fact that the membership blueprint starts with these five core areas: your foundation strategy, your content strategy, your marketing strategy, your retention strategy, and your growth strategy. And then we broke these all down. We started with the foundation strategy, and we talked about how this is really building off the very first session that we did together live. And this is like the type of membership model, getting clear on that, getting clear on why people are joining your membership, understanding the different pricing models and how that influences why people are going to join. Then we talked about your content strategy. And I emphasized the fact that it's really, really important to do your research about your market, because that's going to influence the type of content that you produce. And you want to do research around people's external challenges as well as their internal challenges. Then we talked about the success path, which we spent a whole session focusing on because it's so important. It drives your marketing, it drives your content, it drives your retention. And we talked about how it drives your content. We talked about the two types of content, monthly and core. We talked about the different content modalities. We talked about frequency and how you have to have that balance of teaching people, but also giving them the space to be able to do and implement. Then we talked about your marketing strategy. And we touched on open versus closed. And we talked about the difference between the two and how for most people, not everybody, but for most people, the closed membership model is going to produce better results for most people. And we talked about, I shared some examples of that. And the big reason is it because it gives people a reason to join today. There's a real sense of urgency. There's a deadline associated with it. It gets people away from, oh, I'll save this for later, and into decision mode. We talked about Jen Allwood's example. And then we outlined all the different promotion types, from the founding member launch to the standard launch to the relaunch to the evergreen to the flash promo to the member referral campaign, the trial downsell, the comeback promo, the waitlist promo, the challenge promo, which I'm super excited to share in this year's tribe experience. Then we talked about the retention strategy and how your retention is not going to come down to one single strategy. It's going to be a combination of a whole bunch of little strategies. And we talked about, like, this really falls into different buckets, like your onboarding strategies, your content strategies, communication strategies, your community strategies, your recognition strategies, and grandfather pricing, all of which influence your retention, right? We shared some examples of that, including the overlapping content. Then we lastly wrapped up talking about the growth strategy and how going from a few hundred members to thousands to several thousands to tens of thousands, you're really going to start to scale up and focus on your business structure, your key metrics, and certainly your team. I'm smiling because my daughter is like running around right behind the camera and she's inching to come say hello, but she's being a cheeky monkey. Okay, then we talk about common roadblocks. One being small audience, and hopefully by now you've heard so many stories of people just like yourself who either didn't have an audience or had a teeny tiny audience and were able to gain massive momentum from a teeny tiny audience. That's the lead domino, my friends. You heard my story about the $7.95. I would not be here with you today had it not been for that $7.95. Do not underestimate what is possible when you get into action. And do not underestimate what is possible from a teeny tiny audience. Because one of the big reasons is you're going to experience higher conversions with a teeny tiny audience. And we shared lots of examples of that. We talked about the content treadmill and how this is not about being stuck on a content treadmill of constantly producing, oh, so much content, so much content. No! Your members don't even want that. It's less is best. Because it's about helping your people make progress. And that means striking that balance between teaching and then helping them implement. Learn and do. Learn and do. You have to give breathing room for that. And when you do give breathing room for that, the bonus for you is that it means you don't need to produce anywhere near as much content as you think you do. So your membership gets better by creating less content and focusing on helping people implement the content that you do share. We talked about not being an expert. There's tons of options here. If you're not an expert, you can curate the information. You could, you know, essentially assume the role of a reporter. You could partner. There's so many great options there. And then we talked about if you're in a market with lots of free content, celebrate that. Because free, tons of free content creates confusion. And confusion creates an opportunity to cut through the clutter and create and give people the gift of clarity. So we covered a ton of information. I can see that there is so many comments here that have already come in, based as I was going doing the recap of your biggest aha and lesson, and I can't wait to circle back. Kathy Mack says the takeaway, the whole internal versus external. She said she had big light bulb moments from that. Retention strategy. I saw closed versus open. Robin said mind blown. Somebody just said identifying the gap. Great. Joe in the UK says the overlapping content component. Doreen says the small audience and how much could happen there. Open versus closed. I saw somebody just say, oh my gosh, you guys are coming in. Batch content from, I think that was Ron. Clarity is key. Somebody just said batching from Julia. Less is best. I saw internal versus external. You guys are amazing. Thank you for participating. Okay. So, with that, as we wind down, again, just between us girls, for those of us that are on live, you know we got a super secret segment coming up, so don't you go anywhere. But with that, I do want to wrap up, and I do want to mention tomorrow we're going to have the live Q&A at 3 p.m. Eastern in the Facebook group. So, 3 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be answering questions. If you've got questions, here's what I want you to do. Go to Tribe questions.com. If you got questions, go to tribequestions.com. It'll take you to where you can submit those questions, and our team is curating all of those and boiling them down, and I'm going to get to as many as I possibly can tomorrow. So tribequestions.com, make sure you go there. Also, I want you to put this on the calendar. Sunday, let me check. Sunday, I think it's May 3rd. Let me just double check. Yeah, Sunday, May 3rd. Put that on the calendar. We're going to have another live session. This is going to be at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. Eastern. And actually, where you can go for that, if you just want to sign up now, it's free. Go to tribewebinar.com. Now, a lot of people have been asking us, obviously, about the Tribe experience. I will be talking about it more on Sunday evening, and I'll be sharing with you like how it will help you move further, faster, than trying to launch your membership site on your own. And hopefully you've seen like the massive progress that people have made just through the free series. It is only amplified when we get into the Tribe experience, and I cannot wait. So if come join us on Sunday, I'll certainly be telling you more about that. We're going to be building off of what we've already talked about during these last three sessions. And so I cannot wait. Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, make sure you come and join us. It will be live. And so, yes, come and join us on Sunday. And then lastly, if you haven't done so yet, go and download the Telegram app on your phone. And the reason is because every single day I am in there sharing all kinds of stuff with the group. And so every single day I'm sharing quick little nuggets based on what I'm seeing in the community, based on the questions that I'm seeing, and I'm addressing a lot of that in the community. So make sure that you go and download the app and then join us by going to mysecretchannel.com. Okay. And I've also gotten a ton of great feedback from everybody in relation to some of the podcast episodes that I gave for homework. If you haven't done so yet, go and listen to those. The podcast, Marketing Your Business. Specifically, I want you to go and listen to episodes 168, 169. Okay, 168, 169. Go and listen to those. Very, very important. All right, my friends. So, with that, we're officially going to wrap up. But you know, because you're here live, hang around after the video, and I'll see you then. All right. Take care, everybody. We'll talk soon. Bye.